Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Allah has made a woman full of compassion and love. When Allah wanted to reflect His motherhood upon His creation, He created a woman. Yes, my fellow mu'mineen, let me also say that we women are the hidden messengers of Allah. We might not be equal to any prophet or any imam, but we too, like the messengers of Allah, are in a state of miraj and upgrading of our status. Ibrahim fulfilled all his tests and became the Khalil and the Imam of the people. My test will not be as similar or as severe, but they exist according to my capacity. When I'm a daughter, I am the mercy for the whole family to which I'm sent to. And so I share an attribute with the beholder himself. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Were sent down as a mercy to all the worlds. When I'm a wife, I complete the faith of my husband. So there's one other attribute I share with Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is known as Kulli Iman, the complete faith. And then I'm upgraded to a mother, and hence paradise that all believers are promised to will be under my feet. This way, I share different attributes from the attributes of Master Me at different stages of my life. My dear brothers, you need to discover this Muhammad, this Ali, and this Fatima in your household. The reflection is in your daughter, your wife, and your mother, and it is visible to those who actually want to see it. When Allah looks upon the Ahlul Bayt, and an angel asks innocently, who is under the cloak of light? Allah replies, Fatima wa abiha wa baluha wa banuha. In the arsh of Allah and the Lohi Mehfuz of Allah, they are known to Fatima alayhi salam, who is well known as the pillar of piety of the Ahlul Bayt. I can go on praising the status of a woman and how much honor it is by revealing Fatima to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the present situation seeks a different approach. Here, I am in the West, where the only slogan that women have been armed with is equality. I want to ask a question to a Western woman. Do you accept the materialistic equality by giving up your status, your dignity, your fitrah, your morality, and your household? As a Shia woman, my answer should only be, Hai haat mina zilla, hai haat mina zilla, zilla how remote. The topic of this talk is Fatima, the defender of Wilaya. And we all know and do not need to elaborate how Fatima stood in opposition to the Taghut of that time. Her first step was to defeat the Taghut by giving reasons like any other male prophets would do. Examples would be Musa alayhi salam, who first reasoned with Pharaoh, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who reasoned with Namrud, and last of all, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who reasoned with Quraysh. Here in the West, we Shia have to adopt this stance of reasoning. Even if we are not guaranteed our father, but what is the point of reasoning with these liars, oppressors, and materialistic beasts? What is the point of asking for a father when we know that the makar of the authorities will not give our right? Here is the answer. The khutbah that Fatima alayhi salam gave in the court did not make any difference to the silent ummah, the oppressive or his aides. Then what did Fatima achieve by her reasoning? Yes, she proved the authority as a liar and exposed the so-called love ummah had for the prophet. But Fatima achieved beyond this minor objectives. My dear brothers and sisters, this khutbah which Fatima gave in the court has been narrated by Zainab alayhi salam, who was just 5 years old at the time when Fatima held her hand and stood in the masjid giving the sermon. This 5-year-old daughter was the product of Fatima. Fatima, who was so young but had memorized every word of the sermon and cherished every moment of its delivery. Fatima achieved what oppressors could not achieve. She was grooming a generation that should make sure that the black is victorious over the oppressor's sword. Today, when we visit and protest, we are aiming for a greater objective, which is put forth beautifully by Imam. I'm leaving the helpers of the revolution in the arms and wombs of the mother. Let me conclude by saying that Fatima is the defender of today's Wilaya, since she groomed a generation of perfection that instilled dignity in the future generations, till we are here today commemorating Fatima in the midst of Dar al-Kufr, in a time when Fatima's legacy shines from the city of Qum and its rays passes to the land of Badr and into our hearts. Her lost grave is a symbol that Fatima's action still fared the enemies of the Wilaya. Let's take a note today that we will not abandon her mission of defending the Wilaya of the dying. Thank you so much.
Allah.